Flynn, and I'll be helping lead us in worship this morning. Also up here is Beth Drew. She'll be your liturgist, and our pastor, Alicia Wood. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you're new to us this morning, I hope that you've been greeted by part of our welcome team. I know Barbara's not here today, but I think Alicia's been around already. But I encourage you to grab one of these brochures on your way out or sometime during the service, and it tells you a little bit about us and the programs that we offer. You'll find in your bulletin a yellow slip, and this serves two purposes. First side is your contact information, just so that we know that you are here and where we can find you if we would like to, or if you would like to find us. The other side is a prayer request. And if you want to share a prayer request with the congregation during our time of prayer, you can fill this out, and we'll let you know when the ushers are going to come forward and collect them. The bulletin, as I referred to before, is a brief order of worship, but if you want something more extensive, you'll find a QR code on the bottom, and if you have a smartphone and you know what a QR code is, you can scan this and get a more complete order of worship. If you don't have an iPhone or a smartphone or you don't know what a QR code is, then forget I said anything. If at any point during the service you need childcare or restrooms, you can find both out this door, or you can ask one of the ushers and they can direct you. We do have a safe sanctuary policy, which means that children should always be accompanied by an adult while they're in the building. The bulletin is full of announcements and things that we're doing the next couple weeks, so I encourage you to look through that. I'd like to call your special attention to a couple of them. If you're looking for a way to connect with us spiritually, you can join us for the Lenten study. It's every Friday at 12:30 and Sunday at 9:30, and there's a book that you'll want to buy. It's just $4.50, and you can come. Anybody is welcome to join us. Also, if you've been following the United Methodist whole ordeal with the conference and the special session, you'll know that they voted in favor of the traditional plan. Originally, there were regional meetings scheduled to discuss the plan that was decided upon. Those have actually been canceled, and instead there's going to be a conference-wide time of worship with sharing, questions, and prayer from 4 to 6 on March 17th. It's going to be a remote service, so the closest place that you can go and watch that is going to be Cicero UMC, and you'll find the address in the bulletin. But I encourage anyone who's not happy with the traditional plan that was decided upon to wear black to show that we're grieving that plan. I will wear black. And then last announcement, on Tuesday we're going to host the Upstate Food Pantry, so if you're looking for ways to volunteer but our current food pantry doesn't have hours that are conducive with your work schedule, join us on Tuesday evening around 4:30 or 5, and we're going to serve our Upstate students. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia. I'm the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I would like to send out a warm welcome to each and every one of you here. Welcome. It's going to warm up in here in a minute. Our radiators didn't go on at the right time because they were trying to sleep in just like us. So know that it'll warm up and it'll be great by the end of the service because we're our hour behind. In our Lenten journey, we will be focusing on slowing and quieting our lives to make room for God's love and care to break through our busyness. We live in a clock-ticking, fast-paced world. Being busy has become a measure of worth in our society. We get big points for productivity, collecting accomplishments, having and being more. But our very souls are paying a high price. What does it cost our communities, our relationships, and our personal well-being to be so busy? Lent traditions of giving something up developed over centuries. But instead of thinking giving up as punishment or in some way, we are going to see it as making more room for God and moving into the direction of self-care so that we might have more spiritual and energetic reserves. In order to make more room, we are going to focus on decluttering and lightening up our lives. This week, we focus on finding the rhythms of life that feed us, finding just the right tempo.
I invite you to take a deep breath, just kind of in and out. If you have a watch on, I invite you to take it off for this hour of worship. If you have a phone, minus, of course, the code if you're using that. If you have a phone, I invite you to turn it off and put it away now. And if that makes you very anxious, that's okay. It's okay. Maybe next week you'll be able to feel you can go a little further without it for a little further stretch of time. Just notice the feelings and give it some thought. Let these simple acts, or maybe not so simple acts, be a sign of the commitment to give ourselves a break, to give ourselves just an hour to catch our breath, to give ourselves time to give God attention. Please stand in body or spirit and let's pray a prayer for clearing out. Spacious God, we come today hoping for tools to sweep away the stress. Nudge us in this time of worship to seek the things that really matter. Help us to claim our own selves as a holy sanctuary where you dwell.
Let us be room for
you. In the name of Jesus, who invites us to wholeness, amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing our opening hymn. The hymn is entitled, Lord of All Hopefulness, and it is a new hymn, but it's with a familiar tune, the familiar tune of Be Thou My Vision. before you settle back down into your seats, let's take some time to connect with the people around you by passing the peace of Christ to each other and saying, peace be with you, or maybe asking, when was the last time you had to catch your breath? When you hear the music, it will be time for the children to come forward and for you then to settle into your seats.
Will the children come forward if they're comfortable? Okay. Hi, you can sit wherever you'd like. I'm going to ask for a couple volunteers, though. Do I have a couple? Could I have two volunteers? You want to volunteer? Okay, come on over. Does anyone else want to volunteer? It'll be me if no one else does. Okay, you and I. You ready? So I have all this stuff here that I need carried, okay? So tell me when it starts getting heavy. Do you want to hold it like that or like with your hands like this? There you go. Okay. How you doing? Is it heavy? Not yet. Okay. Is it heavy now?
No.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Show everybody else what you got. The kids can't see you. Can you see? Look at her. Look at how strong she is. We're going to put that up there, all right? Maybe we'll even do that. So, let the kids see. So, thank you for volunteering. So, today we're going to be talking about... No, it's heavy. Okay, good, good. You ready to give it up?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Good. So, today we're going to be talking about... Well, I'll hold it for a minute. Today, you can sit or stand, whatever you decide. Okay. So, today we're going to be talking about... how Jesus talks about us being yoked to him. And Jesus does this so that we remember that we have a lot of heavy burdens, and you did a great job with all these heavy books, that we have a lot of heavy burdens, and when we share the load or give the load over, when we say, this is too heavy like you did, that Jesus will take all of our heavy burdens, all of our heavy stuff. So I am so grateful that you were willing to show us how that works. And you even said it's too heavy, and I took it. So I'm thinking that when we feel like it's too much, things are too much for us to bear, it's okay to say that to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, I can't take this anymore. This is what's hurting me. I'm sad about this. I'm worried about that. All the things that keep us heavy with heavy burdens, all right? So your arms are still hurting. I'm sorry I did that to you. So is there anything that you can think of that's on your heart that is a heavy burden that you're worried about that you might be ready to tell Jesus about, give up to Jesus? Sometimes that's a big question to answer in front of all these people. Well, I always have some sort of a worry, and I'm ready to share that heavy load with Jesus today. And I know throughout our worship we're going to be talking about that and doing that. So, all right, will you pray with me? Okay, great. Loving God, we are so grateful that you are willing to take our heavy, heavy burdens away so that we have our arms aren't hurting and our hearts aren't hurting, and we can live at peace and rest with you. Be with us in all we do and all we say. And I pray this in your name. Amen. So thank you for coming up and talking with me. There's a couple things you can do. You can sit at this table if you'd like in color, or you can go sit back with who brought you. So whatever you would like to do, you're welcome. And when you're done coloring, then you do need to go sit down with the people who brought you, okay?
As the children are settling down, I'm going to put a question out to our community. And that question is, what exactly do we need? And I'm going to even make it a little more personal and say, what exactly do you need? And I'm going to ask myself, what exactly do I need? And so would you please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 397, I Need Thee Every Hour. Please be seated. Today's familiar scripture from the 11th chapter of Matthew is Jesus' invitation to carry your emotional load for you. Are you ready to hand it over? Hear these words from Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all of you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of God for the people of God. Be to God.
Still, you are in 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 still,
Thank you, choir. Today's words of the day, as we think about reconnecting with the unhurried God, is the right tempo. I'd like to read to you our scripture from the Message paraphrased translation by Eugene Peterson. It really spoke to me when I read it. Are you tired, worn out, burned out of religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitted on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Do these words speak to you? Are you tired? Are you worn out? Anyone out there tired or worn out? Some days I sure am. Does it feel like, or have you felt like, burdens have been laid upon you, piled on you? The burden of relationships, old and new, the burden of health concerns, the burden of paying all your bills on time, the burden of health concerns and waiting for test results, and on and on. It just seems like things pile on us every day. And sometimes we just can't juggle it all. Jesus says in our scripture, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. When we share our load, whatever burdens we carry, with Jesus, we become lighter. Our worries are less. When we share them all, our load is easier to bear. Jesus says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitted on you. The more traditional wording is the scripture that Beth read, which is, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Some believe, as a carpenter, Jesus would have made a yoke, the yokes that go on oxen. I imagine that Jesus would have taken the time and the care to make sure the yoke fit the pair of oxen just right, so that they each would carry enough but not too much of the load. The word easy in our text is more clearly translated as well-fitted. And this is so that one animal would not carry more of the burden than the other. And the oxen, as oxen wear the yoke, their actions are aligned. That's the other part about the yoke that is interesting. When one turns, the other turns with them. They're forced to because of the yoke. Jesus wants us to learn this way from wearing a yoke together with him. And then this interesting line in our text from the Message translation, and I wonder where it came from, are you burned out on religion? I think some of us are burned out on religion this week or this month, right? It seems so fitting that it was placed here in this time and this place for us as we worry and grieve and think about our tradition, the Methodist tradition. Well, in this text, Jesus is referring to all the religious rules of his day. There were hundreds of rules that people would have to follow to stay faithful to their religion in Jesus' day. And Jesus talks about just two main rules to follow. Jesus was referenced, so in these two rules, Jesus talks about it makes it easier to follow and learn from him because he's talking about the two greatest commandments. First, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second, love your neighbor as yourself. Two simple and not so simple rules. It would be easy to follow Jesus if we followed his actions. The burden would be light knowing the bottom line was so simple. In John Wesley's notes on the New Testament, he says about this text, "For my yoke is easy." John Wesley feels as though easy means gracious, sweet, benign, delightful. When I think about this text, I think about a three-legged race. In a three-legged race, the two middle legs are tied together. So two people have to reach their goal by what? Communicating and figuring out how they're going to walk together, walk in step so that they might reach their goal and maybe each reach their goal first to win the three-legged race. And the reason I think of this is because with this text, I believe Jesus is telling us to stay in step with him, communicating with him, giving him all of our worries, following his example of love. I'd like to close with a reflection by Monica Moss, who I found in the Common English Bible, the Women's Bible. So it's got all little texts on women. So here, I'd like to close with this. In his message of love in Matthew, we discover the promise that we'll find rest through intimate kinship. Jesus reminds us that he is concerned with our well-being. He gently encourages those who struggle hard and carry heavy loads to embrace his offer of abundant rest and peace. Jesus' willingness assumes our struggles and pains and completely understands our fragile human condition. As we succumb to comparison, materialism, busyness, Jesus awaits our surrender. As we are overwhelmed by exhaustion, responsibility, and daily obligation, Jesus invites us to cast all of our cares upon him. As the gospel song goes, Jesus knows all about our troubles. Within his perfect embrace, we are assured a safe place to liberate our worries, release our fears, and unload our guilt. In Jesus, we find rest for our soul. Living freely and lightly is giving up our burdens and are sharing them with Jesus. Sometimes it's hard to give them up because our culture tells us we need to carry all this stuff and say that we're okay. But Jesus says, "Give me your burdens." Jesus says it's easy or well-fitted when we're in step, in rhythm, or the right tempo with him. Amen. So let's talk about a spiritual practice that may help us get in the right tempo with God. Maybe you've been put in time out, or maybe you've put someone else in time out. We give a time out when a break is needed. Perhaps we need to think about the consequences of an action or we just need a break from the intensity. Perhaps we are spiraling emotionally and need some perspective. Perhaps we just need to get quiet so we can change the course of action. In this series, in Lent, we are giving ourselves a time out, and we are sending ourselves to the prayer chair. I'm putting myself in the time out prayer chair. This will be a time of letting go of the things we do not need that are weighing us down, sometimes known as confession, assurance, petition. These three ways of reconnecting with God are ancient and just make so much sense. In confession, we let go of regret about the past, unburdening our hearts. Then we remember the promise and assurance that God will never abandon us, no matter what, even when sometimes we are the ones who have been distant. And in petitions, we let go of worry about the things we cannot control and worry about the future, giving it all to the loving God who holds us close and rocks us gently. My hope is that you will also designate a prayer chair and give yourself a time out in the prayer chair to let go. Remember God's presence and ask God to hold all those you hold dear. So let's just start with some silence. And it's okay not to try to find words to fill that silence in your head. And it's okay if thoughts won't be quiet. Just find a stillness. Perhaps calling your attention to your feet on the floor or your hands in your lap and breathe in and out. There is nothing expected of you right now. There is nowhere to go, nowhere to be. This stillness, this being, is enough. Now we continue our time of mindfulness with our call to prayer. While you are thinking about setting up your own prayer chair, the ushers will collect your yellow prayer request slips as we listen or hum along to another verse of Come and Find the Quiet Center.
For the times when we have run ourselves and others ragged, forgive us. For the times when we have asked of ourselves too much or too little, forgive us. Help us find the right tempos for the right times, O God. Help us be gentle in our learning and in our growing, gentle with ourselves and with others. Help us step back when the toxic and overbearing pace of life that we believe we must adhere to in order to live up to some external idea, help us when that threatens to tear down our connection to life, love, and to you. In this moment, We hear your promise. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You do not ask us to destroy ourselves in order to please you. We are your children created by you, with whom you are pleased, just because. We bring our petitions to you this day, O God.
God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We're going to stretch this silence thing just a little bit more. We're going to start out our prayer time with a time of silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer that I will pray, and then finally the Lord's Prayer, which I invite us all to say together. And please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that helps you feel closest to God. So as we begin this time of silent prayer, let's get comfortable, breathe in, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill our consciousness as we open our hearts to God. Let us pray. Loving God, we come to you this morning and at all kinds of other times with earnestness, with passion, with a yearning to connect to you. Sometimes we're asking for health, for housing, well-being for our loved ones, jobs. We're asking. We're saying, God, please. Sometimes we're railing or puzzled. And at this point, we stop and we think for a moment about our nation and our world. We think about the challenges that our beloved United Methodist Church is facing, and that all individual United Methodist churches are facing. We rail against diagnosis. We are puzzled and we rail against injustice. And we do this as we yearn for you, God. Sometimes we talk to you, God, just for a safe conversation. You don't blab. You don't betray us. You hear us, and we just say some things that maybe are unformed, or maybe we're nervous about saying to others, or maybe we're not even sure ourselves what it sounds like, and we have to say it. And sometimes we pray for direction, and we need to sit and listen and wait and discern to hear the answer. And all the while we're praying, it can be challenging because we don't see and we don't know. And sometimes we even feel a little foolish kind of putting these ideas out into the world to you. Sometimes we feel a little let down. Sometimes we feel a little unacknowledged or disappointed because we didn't get the answer we wanted. But if we stop and we think and we look around and we take that time for prayer, we can also start to see in our living world examples that can give us a picture of you. Not evidence. Not evidence of you. We're not trying a case in court. But pictures of you. When a friend listens, we can feel you, God. When we lovingly wipe a bloody knee of a child or a friend, or when we lovingly wipe the dry lips of a hospital patient, maybe we know you, God. When we stand up for someone who is being mistreated, and spring is a little like that even, because now it's far beneath the snow. And while our heads and our hearts want to say, it's there, today with the wind howling and the ice coating and snow lingering, do we really believe that it's ever going to change? But in just a few days or weeks, those bulbs will start pushing up through the ice and the snow, and fish will start their annual run upstream, and sap will start moving in trees and plants, and what was seemingly impossible a few weeks ago to our eyes and our ears becomes real. We couldn't rush it. We couldn't totally plan it. We couldn't talk it into happening. And you know, we couldn't know for sure. But I guess, God, that's faith. We trust, we glimpse, and we move on. And together this morning in community, we pray the prayer that we learned through your Son, Jesus. Creator God, who art in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. What does it mean for God's kingdom? A place where we all are kin or family, to come on earth as it is in heaven. We are now going to see a video starring Bruce, who's sitting right here by the pillar, and this will get right to the point of kinship.
Hi, I'm Bruce Moyer, and most of you probably know me through my father, retired United Methodist minister, Mardeen Moyer. He served in multiple congregations throughout central New York for the past 50 years. And he chose UUMC to be his church in retirement. I have moved to Syracuse to spend more time with my dad, my biological father, because I didn't have that opportunity when I was a child. But now we're spending quality time together, and as a result, I've been coming to UUMC, got into some volunteering, serving breakfast for those less fortunate, because I just enjoy to serve. Then, on January 9th, 2018, Dad had a Watchman device installed in his heart. Pastor Alicia and UUMC family really were super helpful through that stressful time for myself and, more importantly, my dad. As Dad's needs changed, I didn't realize how much my needs would change too. Pastor Alicia and the church family and all of its members really helped me in ways I could never have anticipated. That makes me super grateful, happy to be a member of the UUMC church. I now live right now in a perpetual state of gratitude, and I thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Bruce. Kind of hard to sit and watch yourself, I'm guessing. As Bruce said, being a family is the bottom line. Lives are being changed here every single day. We open our doors to all, to every person. All are truly welcome. Our family has been gathering at this place for 150 years, and you and I, we are all a part now of this living tradition. Giving is a way that can recognize the source of all that we have in a way that can keep our family healthy. So if you feel inclined, we now will have the opportunity to give our offering. And please don't forget to put your yellow attendance slip that looks like this. Don't be confused. The prayer request is on the other side. And you can put that in the collection plate as well as the ushers come forward to collect the offering. And the choir sings "You Are Mine" by David Hoff.
Thank you.
remain standing and let us pray together the prayer of dedication. In this 21st century world, many of us have come to believe, however subconsciously, that being busy is what is required of us, and ultimately, what makes us a good person. How can we be simply and honestly present in this Lenten season? Do you dedicate your rested self to kingdom work? To listen for God's work for us. In our rested state, we have strength and courage to do God's work. In our rested state, we trust each other to share the work. In our rested state, we trust God's name. Amen. We do offer thanks, and we vow to live for God. Please remain standing or stand in body and spirit and join me in singing, "Take My Life and Let It Be."
Be seated. During Lent this year, we will practice replacing the time we spend worrying with the Serenity Prayer. Let's say it together. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Wow. Powerful words. So when you get home, find a chair that will be your prayer chair for Lent. Maybe put a candle next to it and light it for your prayer time. The setup directions and today's prayer are in your bulletin. Each week we'll put a prayer from worship in your bulletin, and it will also be in the Friday e-blast. You can pray whatever you would like. This is just a suggestion. Next, find a small box, perhaps a shoebox size, and decorate it if you would like with a Serenity Prayer on it. Perhaps you can cutting it out from the worship guide and gluing it on. This God box will also be available. We have a big one down there, which is beautiful, here in the sanctuary throughout the season. So if you want to bring in a special prayer or worry that you would like to let go, bring it in and you can put it right in the God box and give it up to God. And we have another beautiful prayer God box up here. May the tempo of your journey be just right. May you seize the day, but also savor the moment. May your life be the one you live and not just watch passing by. And may you be reacquainted each day with an unhurried God who is calling you to dive deeply into love. Go now from here to serve and love your God. Amen. Thank you.